This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Stevenson, S-T-E-V-E-N-S-O-N, first name Vera, V-E-R-A, date of birth, July 29, 1951, date of evaluation, March 22, 2022, correction. The date of evaluation is March 22, 2022. The chief complaint, palpitations. The HPI, the patient is a 70-year-old female with history of palpitations, period. She had been followed in the office since November 2019 when she presented with long-standing history of palpitations, period. She was subsequently evaluated in the office and found to have uncontrolled high blood pressure, period. She underwent echocardiogram, which had revealed normal left ventricular systolic function. LV ejection fraction 67%, mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, mild tricuspid regurgitation with normal PA pressures, period. The patient was at her primary care earlier today when she developed supraventricular tachycardia with heart rates of 148 to 157, period. The patient had refused to go to the emergency room, and she was subsequently referred to this office, period. Currently, she denies any symptoms of dizziness or chest pain, period. She reports palpitations only, period. She has had no dyspnea, period. The past medical history, one, hypertension, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number, cardioarthritis, next number, palpitations. The past surgical history, hysterectomy in 1993. The allergies, penicillin and allopurinol medications, Retacrit 20,000 units Q monthly to be started tomorrow, pantoprazole 40 milligrams one daily, famotidine 40 milligrams 1 HS, vitamin B12 1,000 micrograms one daily, Crestor 5 milligrams daily, folic acid 1 milligram daily, apixaban 5 milligrams BID, buspar 5 milligrams 1 TID, carvedilol 25 milligrams 1 BID, loratadine 10 milligrams daily PRN, iron sulfate 325 milligrams 1 TID, Dexlin 30 milligrams daily, Losartan 100 milligrams daily. The family history, mother died of heart disease and kidney disease, father died of aneurysm. Social history, patient does not smoke or use drugs, rare alcohol use only. The review of systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 92/69, pulse of 156, respiratory rate of 14, height 60.75 inches, weight 149, correction, weight 144.8 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The data review, white blood cell count 5.6, hemoglobin 9.8, platelets 248, urinalysis, specific gravity 1.016, appearance slightly cloudy, leukocyte esterase 3 plus, white blood cell 40-60, many bacteria. The lipid 198, cholesterol HDL is 111, LDL 63, creatinine 1.48. The impression, this is a 70-year-old female with tachycardia. She was found to have evidence of supraventricular tachycardia, period. She is noted to be somewhat hypotensive, period. The plan, patient was started on amiodarone in the office. She was initially given 400 milligrams orally. She is to receive a total of 600 milligrams today, period. Heart rate has decreased by approximately 10 points after 15-20 minutes, period. Given her relative hypotension, I have asked her to hold her blood pressure medications, to include losartan and carvedilol, for 2 days, period. She is to follow up here in the office on Thursday. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on Vera Stevenson.